Generics in a simple sentence is the ability to add parameters to your types. Just like you can have parameters to your methods, and that makes your methods a hell of a lot more useful, right? You can have parameters on your types. And a great example is collection types. Let's say, let's take the prototypical example, ArrayList, which today in system.collections.ArrayList is sort of an interesting compromise. It gives you all of the features that you really want a dynamic, growable collection to have, like add methods, remove methods, index of, et cetera, et cetera. But in the process of giving you all of that, it loses strong typing. If you compare, for example, a customer array, you know, customer bracket, bracket, well, it is a strongly typed array of customers. When you index into the array, you get customers out of it. When you switch to array list, you get all of the convenient things that you want, like growability and convenience methods and so forth. But every element is an object. You lose the type. Because you can't parameterize, what you really want to say is array list of customer, i.e. you want to have a parameter on your type. And that is the capability, you know, at the core level that generics give you. Now, there are many other things that you sort of get out of generics, and ultimately it means stronger typing in your programming language, and therefore the ability to catch more errors at compile time and create more efficient code, because you don't have to dynamically do runtime typecasts or boxing objects and so forth.